Doyle's announcement comes at a time when his office is under investigation for contracts it awarded to political donors. The package he's touting would ban all fundraising while the state budget is being deliberated, ban ex-lawmakers and governors from lobbying their former branches of government for at least a year after they leave office, and offer public financing for Supreme Court races. The governor says he'd also ban officials from using campaign or tax dollars to pay legal defense fees.
I just don't think it's right that taxpayers or campaign funds be able to pay legal fees for people who have been charged with crimes.
When he introduced the plan, Doyle touted support from both political parties, including from Nina Republican Senator Mike Ellis. But you wouldn't be able to tell it from Ellis's tone a few hours later.
We agreed to work with him because I want to work with him. And instead, he turned it into a partisan political ploy to cover 4 years of doing nothing to reform the system, which is corrupting our democracy.
Ellis took issue with Doyle for trying to take credit for these plans when they'd been introduced by legislators years earlier. And Ellis blamed Doyle for blocking his own campaign finance proposal that would boost public funding to candidates running for the legislature, for governor, or other state offices.
For him to today to stand on the church house steps and be the champion of ethics reform and campaign finance reform is absolutely the height of hypocrisy.
Doyle says he'd support more public financing, but called Ellis's latest proposal watered down in order to appease Republicans. Doyle says tying it to these other reforms could doom them all.
I don't want to have one good package get defeated over the fights that always come up on the other one.
Government watchdog groups called Doyle's package a good start, but say it needs to go farther. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says that without addressing campaign finance, Doyle can't get at the root of the problem at the Capitol. Wisconsin Common Cause says that unless Doyle calls a special session to deal with these issues, time will simply run out. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.